homily for Monday, the 29th of May, 2023. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of the Church. This is an important feast initiated by Pope Francis. However, I've decided to record for you this morning the homily that I gave yesterday for the Feast of the Pentecost, because I regard the Pentecost as such an important feast for us to celebrate and to learn from. Pentecost celebrates the coming of the Holy Spirit and the coming of the Church. They happen together. The Pentecost scene pictured by Luke in our first reading is full of color and drama. There's wind, fire, speaking in tongues. The same event in John's Gospel is much calmer. A breathing upon the disciples with simple words. Though Luke and John paint the scene differently, they both want to convey the same event. Pentecost points to the arrival of the Holy Spirit among Jesus' disciples, making them church. It marks Jesus' Spirit beginning to inhabit the minds, hearts, and bodies of the disciples. This is how Jesus returns and becomes really present again through his disciples. The disciples, gathered as church, are now his return, now his body. The scene in John's Gospel, in its quiet simplicity, conveys the coming of the Spirit so poignantly. Jesus comes to his disciples saying, "Peace be with you." He brings peace to the very disciples who had denied and deserted him. Jesus, who had been their victim, returns as their blessing. And then John tells us, Jesus breathed on them and said to the disciples, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them." The Holy Spirit arrives in the forgiveness of sin. We know the Spirit of Jesus is present when we see people forgiving and being forgiven. This is Jesus' return, his real presence. It happens through us. When we receive his Spirit and bring his forgiveness to others. Saints, disciples, are sinners who know themselves forgiven and called to live with others out of that forgiveness. The church is born through mercy. We take shape as church when we allow ourselves to be inhabited by the Spirit of Jesus. We take shape as church when we live Jesus' own love, when we learn to bless like Jesus, bless even those who have harmed us. As church, we learn to speak words that tear down the barriers we have erected between us. And we take shape as church when we simply refuse to mimic the hopeless ways of the world around us. And so, as church, we will honestly confront an evil in our midst, the ravages of a clericalism that shames us in body and soul. Just as we do not applaud the mindless pursuit of power by corporations and governments, just so we will not tolerate cover-ups by a clerical establishment that fears the loss of face and control. Cover-ups run from mercy. We call that going to hell. Forgiveness is the clearest way we have to love unconditionally. Here, we come closest to mirroring God. And that's the way we're called to be church by the Spirit of Jesus. Forgiveness is to be our lifestyle, the way we show the world how to withstand the powers of hell. Cover up only submits to those powers of hell. The world desperately needs to see a church where there is honest forgiveness, where we honestly say to one another, "Peace be with you." May the Spirit of Christ be with us, making us disciple saints, knowing ourselves to be forgiven and called to live with one another in all honesty out of that same forgiveness. Together, let us be church, born in mercy.
Homily for Monday, the 29th of May, 2020.